Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Diesel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Of all our senses, the least understood is smell. The brain region responsible for it is called the olfactory bulb, and it's a way more complex system than our sight.
Our noses hold at least a million odor receptors comprised of at least 400 types. The gene family behind odor receptors is among the human genome's largest, allowing us to detect up to 80 trillion odors.
We have this amazing ability because odor chemicals come in different physical shapes to interact uniquely with many receptors.
Consider a cat while blindfolded. Touching a cat's head versus its claws conveys very different shapes.
So depending upon the piece of the molecule shape that a receptor binds, different receptors can interact with the same odor chemical and send independent signals to the brain.
To make it even more complicated, a chemical structure doesn't predict its odor or smell. Vastly different chemicals can trigger the same smell.
Also, our sense of smell is very subjective. For some, the smell of fried liver and onions is divine, but to me, it smells like burning tires. And to make it even more complex, what we smell is a response to not one, but a mix of chemicals.
We're using AI to learn how our olfactory receptors recognize odor chemicals. We know that two similar molecules can be perceived as different smells. Maybe one day we'll understand how fresh brewed coffee can have such an effect on Java lovers.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at IlluminousSciComm.com.